Stay warm and save every day. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get two free on 12 packs of Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. And we've lowered prices. You can save 15% or more on hundreds of items like Thomas Mini Bagels, Campbell's SpaghettiOs, and more. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. All systems go. Welcome in to this edition of the Eric Zane Show podcast. A daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures from right here in the Impact Power Sports Studio. I just got a text. Oh my God, sorry about this terrible timing, but I got to answer it. I will at around noon, period. Can I call you? Question mark. Unless, of course, you want me to put you on the podcast live. LOL. Dear friend of mine. Okay. Hope you had a good amount of time since the last show ended, and here we are. It is yet another day of a blank canvas, if you will. Where will today's show take us? Okay. On the radio today on Q100, I had somebody reach out literally from the city of Warren and said, EZ, can you play me a song? Him and his brother are trying to stump me with songs that they request. And he requested a band known as, he says, yeah, it's a Band Made. And the song is called Thrill. And I'm like, okay, tell me about Band Made. And he says, well, no, you gotta look it up for yourself and find out. And it's five Japanese babes performing dressed as hot maids. And they sing in Japanese, except for, like, the chorus of the song. You can understand that. They sing that part in English with, like, a heavy accent. But I'm going to play just a bit, and I'm probably going to get some type of fucking Twitch ticket over this. This is Band Made. It's not bad, actually.
Breaking new gate.
Good. I like Band Made. Chicks rock. Is this like a fetish thing? Is this like a Japanese maid? Anyway, I'll link it up and then you can check out Band Made on your own. You laugh, but it's 21 million views. This is 10 years old. So, but still, that's outstanding. I liked it. Kenny says, if I asked you to play this, you'd hate it. Come on, man. Enough of the, of that whole tired, whatever it is that you do. I can't, you know, I'm just looking through it from the lens of, I like it. It sounded good. That is much different than what you normally suggest. I don't agree with that at all. However, you have set the table for yourself many, many times with the horrible, horrible musical taste that you have. And I don't even know if you even like that. Bob says, now I need to request baby metal on Q100. I don't even know what that is. Dave said, it's not the worst thing I've heard. The audience threw it in the Boston bin. I only got three people to vote on it, two of which threw it in the Boston bin. One liked it, so I can't say for sure, but whether the rest of the audience loved it or hated it. But I liked it. I liked it. Bob is in Pennsylvania where there is an ice storm that has affected things. Boy, those are fun. My God. There was one moment in particular in my life where I was involved at the radio station and there was an ice storm. And so from the time I started on the radio, 7 to midnight, to the time I ended, the ice fell. And we had probably a half inch or quarter inch, doesn't take much, of solid ice coating everything. And my pal at the radio station, for some reason, my car had broken down or something like that, or I got a ride to the radio station. No, I got a ride to the radio station because Pooh Bear and I only had one car. And she couldn't drive because it was too icy. So my buddy Troy said, yeah, I'm going to be here working midnight to 6. Just take my car home. Well, it turns out that it was such a slow commute home, and it was like a 35-minute drive. It was such a slow commute that it took 5 hours to get home. So I literally got all the way home and turned around and came all the way back and was still very late getting him his car back. So that was I should have just crashed at the radio station. But I'll never forget it because the driving, you got onto the road and the car would just slide off of the road. It would slide all the way to where there was like the shoulder where there was dirt and there was ice there too, but there was enough like, chunks of rock and whatnot to keep the vehicle from sliding all the way into like the ditch. So that's don't move. Don't move. It's always extra special in an ice storm when you like lose power. My God. Cole says your wife couldn't drive because she's a girl. Well, I don't think anybody could have driven in that weather. It was that bad. All right. Today is a Big Fraud Thursday, and we have quite a show planned for you. It kicks off at 6 p.m. Eastern time. I posted about it on Patreon. The start times and all that and the link to get involved with the live audience Zoom on the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. But we start at 6 p.m. Eastern time live. You can watch it live with Who Are These Freebeers at 6 p.m., which we've got it seems like the free beer fussiness or the fragile free beer has really kind of taken hold rather quickly. Last week, we featured Greg calling out his mates about them supposedly saying jokes about him behind his back, and it hurt him, and he attacked them, gave them no benefit of the doubt, and they were forced to explain themselves in this terribly awkward moment on the radio. The week before that, we featured Free Beer getting really, really upset at Hot Wings out of the blue because Hot Wings doesn't want to hang out with them or something like that, or Greg saying it was very hurtful when I called you to, like, go whatever to Dave and Buster's and you didn't want to do it, and it was just horrendous. And these topics came up when I worked there 9 years ago. Greg was constantly inviting us to do things like play video games at his house, and And we wouldn't because Greg's a bitch. Nobody likes Greg. So we'd make up excuses. We can't, you know. Meanwhile, we're like, oh, shit. Now, Howlings and I never hung out. Nobody hung out. We didn't want to hang out with each other. It's not like we were friends. We're business partners. And Greg used to get so goddamn worked up about that we weren't, like, friendly. So that manifested again on the show. This week, I mean, seriously, it's like week after week now, there's another instance where this fragile nature is taking over our hero Freebeer's psyche. Someone texted into the show to Freebeer, and he stopped what he was doing and read it immediately, that why does the show, this is the wrong thing to text him, why does the show always seem like they're so much happier when you're not there? And he read that, and then he turned on the rest of the crew and challenged them to explain themselves. Like, explain yourself! Why do you have fun when I'm not here? Oh, my God. So bad. So we are going. I've got one, two. I've got the moment he brings it up. I've got Kelly trying to defuse it. Greg becomes more unglued. Kelly concocting an excuse about what could be going on. Greg not buying it. He starts self-loathing and bad-mouthing himself and pouting. More self-loathing, calling himself names. Kelly has to jump in to kiss his ass and say great things about him to make him feel better. Then, as Freebeer is starting to giggle a little bit, this is over like 10 different clips. Hot Wings kicks the hornet's nest, causing Freebeer to have another tizzy. Hot Wings clarifies. Maitland soothes his ego. Steve does not try to soothe his ego. And this is just a mess. Shit. You have to sign up to my Patreon to get this. It's 6 p.m. tonight. Ben Glaze and myself are going to break this down in depth. A deep dive onto Freebeer's fragile mindset. And this all at about the same time that this fucking twat calls me thin-skinned. What? You asshole. God damn. You are going to love this. So that show goes on from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern. If you sign up for the free Patreon, you can get that show live as it happens. You can watch it. You can watch the reactions to the clips. And so all you do to get that is go to patreon.com/Eric Zane, P-A-T-R-E-O-N. That's patreon.com/Eric Zane, all one word. There's a spot where it says sign up free for 7 days. Click it. You do have to put in a credit card, but fuck it. You do that and then cancel it right after. Like, there's a spot it says cancel now. You click that and then you still get the 7 days free. And that guarantees that your card will not be charged after 7 days. And I remind people, because everybody says, why do you do that? You can probably get more money out of these people. It's like, I don't give a shit about that. I want them to sign up for the podcast because they like it. Okay. So that's a free, true free 7 day free trial. And then after the 7 days, if you have canceled it preemptively, you can go back into your profile and just re-toggle. And then I will charge you $5 a month for audio, all of my audio pre-recorded, or $10 a month for all of my live shows. So you get them the moment that they come out, the moment that we go live, because everything's live on that. Everything I do is live. And then I publish the audio, pre-recorded audio, from those live shows for you to check out after the fact. But if you sign up for tier two, $10 a month on the free trial, you get everything. That is the absolute most you can give me. I think there is a spot on Patreon where you can like give Eric a one-time dollar amount or a one-time donation. I don't quite know. I've never really talked about it, but I think you can. So if any of you strike it rich, that's for you to give me all of your money. That's embarrassing. I hate that. That's about as hard of a sell that I will ever do. And if you want a full year of the show, I'll take 10% off of the price. So what was $60 a year, $60 a year for tier one, it's $54. And $120 for tier two is now $108. There you go. Yoda World says getting paid for performing isn't something you should hate. No, you're right. I just sometimes get sheepish about, you know, dollars and cents and trying to convince you to part with your money. It just, I know, just a little weird to me. But no, it's fine. Murder lover Linda says, because we had talked about this yesterday on the Patreon, a new snack, King's Hawaiian Rolls Pretzel Bites. She writes, I saw those at Meijer. It took everything I had to resist them. I'm on a treadmill now to work off looking at them. Oh, my God. They are so intense. Jeremy says, oh, my God, he used to get so butthurt when they would do the Lover Men podcast on segment 17 without him. Yeah, I heard that, too. That was silly. That wasn't real heat. I can always tell real heat. And that was manufactured heat. I know Freebeer well enough to know when it's real heat and when it's not real heat. That was not real heat. All right. So that's happening tonight, this evening, for a 6 p.m. start time. All right. Let's see. I want to talk a little bit more about something that I have to get you up to speed on it a little bit. I talked about this on the Patreon. But there has been a crazy radio saga that has unfolded, and it's a horrible story. It's a gentleman I had met a few times, was always very, very sweet to me. I think he was known he's very well respected in the industry, and he's passed away, and the speculation is that he took his own life. Oh my God, that is Dave Cannon, known as Ace from the Ace and TJ show, is dead. I didn't even know that he had left the show, which that was a story in and of itself. This is a local news story out of Charlotte where his show was based there. And just a wild, wild thing. I used to go to those radio camps and I'd see him and TJ there. They were the nicest people at radio camp. So here you go.
News this morning in Charlotte. We're learning David Ace Cannon has passed away. Cannon was an extremely popular radio host here in the Queen City for more than 20 years. If you've been here anytime, you know who he is. He was best known for his work alongside his co-host TJ Beams. They hosted the Ace and TJ show for a number of years. It was a staple in the Charlotte community. I think they appeared in several different stations over the years. He was 56 years old. Met them a couple times.
I look at Ace's picture. It's just heartbreaking.
All these people know him. Everybody knows this guy. This guy, Dave Cannon, is as big as it gets in my opinion, in radio. I mean, well, when I was at those radio conferences, you can always pick out who's a, hokey and schmaltzy and stupid. And I never got that impression for this guy.
Thank you, Mike.
He was always really, really awesome.
Such a talented guy. And one of the top morning shows for about 20 years. They came in 1998, worked on three different stations here. And, his band, his charity case, that band he put together, raised over $1 million for different charities in the area. He was the lead singer. That really talented guy, and such a loss, and such a sad thing. So our hearts go out to his family, his friends, and he was on the Charlotte Today.
There he is performing.
A number of years ago.
Yeah, he would get together, and I always loved the name of the band, Charity Case, and they'd perform at venues and pass the hat and give a bunch of money to like sick kids and shit,
performing right there.
Then I think he did another thing they did called the Grin Kids, where same deal, raise money and give money to maybe underprivileged people. It was outstanding. This was the type of show. It wasn't like it was more of a soccer mom's vibe, maybe, hit radio, but still, these guys, and they had a real Southern charm about them that I always liked.
And was on the show quite often. Was a member talking about some of the things he did, but such a talented guy, such a big loss to the community, and such a young age, only in his mid-50s.
I remember growing up, always listening to Ace and TJ.
Yeah, we bump into them a couple of times at charity events and things like that in the community, and we get commiserate about, morning shifts and talk about, compare our alarms, and both great guys, and just sad for Ace's family, for sure.
A big loss to the community, and so many people that knew him in this area for what he did for many charities, for many people, obviously, that people listened to him over the years.
Okay, so, it's one thing that a radio guy dies that you have interacted with, but there's some real mystery on this story because, first of all, it's suspected that he took his own life. But when I saw that Ace had died, I was shocked at that. But then while learning about it, I discovered that like 4 or 5 months ago, he abruptly left this show, this Ace and TJ show. And so then I did a little investigating, and I discovered that, he had gotten remarried to a lady who was quite a bit younger than him, 24 years younger. Dave was like 56, and wife was 32, Amanda. And it was a big deal, and he had gotten his tubes tied, or he had a vasectomy, and he had it undone so that he could make a baby, and it was successful. The wife had a lovely baby named Dax. That kid's one now only. By the way, more terrible shit. Like a handful of years ago from his first marriage, Ace's 20-year-old daughter passed in a car accident. So that was devastating. So then years pass, meets this girl, and they have a baby. And he'd shoot videos from the house. He'd do like living room shows with him and his wife and the kid running around. And it's Ace. He's fantastic. He can, he's one of these people that you just put in front of a microphone and he's just fun. Okay. That whole show, it's not even my format, but I always enjoyed their banter and the back and forth. In a lot of ways, Greg, I'm pretty sure, I think Greg kind of modeled some of what they did to kind of like try to make it fit, but it never really kind of worked. I think Greg's more of a Burt Show type of guy out of Atlanta. If you ask Greg, who is your show modeled after? I would think that Greg would say probably the Burt Show with a little Ace and TJ in there. But not, it's like a, Greg's show is nothing like this. This is actually a good show. I never pass the opportunity to say something horrible about Greg, even when I'm trying to remember somebody. But anyway, why am I bringing all this up? I swear to God, I'm going somewhere with this. So I was looking at the Instagram for the Ace and TJ show. And literally on September 20th, there's Ace saying, hey, coming up on the show, we got this, we got this, we got this. All right, check us out, Ace and TJ. Like a couple days later, out of the blue, the show posts on Instagram, Ace is no longer with the show. And there has never been a word about this. And these two, thick as thieves, like out of the blue, he's gone and we will carry on without him. And so that was fucked up. And this was even more murky than when Saint Gaslight Joe retired. I mean, that was like a tell-all book compared to what was going on with Ace. So then right after that, internet sleuths discover that Ace's wife, Amanda, who had a little bit of clout because she's married to this guy. I mean, Charlotte's a big, big city, you know, and he's bigger than life in that town. She's got some clout and her, TikTok, it was Amanda and Ace. She changed it right away to Amanda and Dax right after they announced that he's fired. And they're like, what the fuck is going on here? So then people are going out of their way to find out where he was over that weekend. And I guess he had gone to like Columbia, South Carolina for a football game or something like that. So then people are finding out what hotel room they stayed in. And then they notice that the wife is liking all sorts of posts condemning domestic violence. And when it was Domestic Violence Awareness Month, there's a lot of posts about that that are showing up. And then from what I read, the divorce is now happening. They're actually getting a divorce shortly. This is all in just September of 24, late September of 2024. Ace goes and does a, I don't know if it was a live video or he made some statement. Hey, I know you're all thinking about me, but doesn't really say too much in October, Ace does. And then he deletes it. So it's still murky. Meanwhile, on the date that Ace and TJ Instagram posted that Ace is now gone suddenly, their home station in Charlotte, again, where they've been for decades.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Fired him. Fired the show. So Ace is gone from the show. The show is gone from the station. Now they're on, a dozen stations throughout the Southeast, Charlotte being the big one. Now they have to scramble and do their show, and it doesn't get broadcast to Charlotte, North Carolina anymore. So what the fuck happened? Nobody knows. All right. And to me, this was a little bit reminiscent of what happened with all of the murkiness surrounding Saint Gaslight, except Joe's not dead, you know? So then this week comes, and the next thing you know, Dave's gone. And my God, what a bizarre-ass scenario this is. And what I'm noticing about this is it's suspiciously quiet in Radioland. Like, I reached out to my pal, Michelle McCormick, and I said, hey, did you hear about Ace? And she's like, yeah. And I go, oh my God, what the hell? And I said, I barely knew him. I interacted with him sparsely when I would be involved in those things. And she knew him much more than I did, but she's not going to really speculate on anything. I'm trying to see if our pals, Free Beer and Hot Wings, talked about them today. They didn't. This story came out midday Tuesday. A little interlude for you. Thank you. So they didn't talk about it yesterday. I'll have to wait and see. As you know, I'm subscribed to their amazing podcast. Actually, Ben's subscribed to the podcast. I should pay Ben for that. Ben shouldn't have to pay for the fuck. He's like, I wouldn't even be paying attention to this show, EZ, if you didn't make me do who are these fucking free beers. Yeah, that would probably be nice. I'll include that in your paycheck, Ben. Jeremy is aware who Ace is. I don't know if that's because of his years on the road driving truck. He says Ace was a very good personality, legendary. Kenny says about the marriage between those two, way too big of an age difference. 34 years, yeah, or 24 years. Oh, my God. All right, so I don't know. I don't know why I brought it up. I just found it to be very puzzling. And so obviously something awful has gone on. And that's an unfortunate loss. Ace was I can't believe this is one of those. You just never know what's going on with people. And I'm not condemning him or I'm just telling you, I'm laying out the variables that are out there. I frankly don't want to live in a world where someone as sweet as Dave Cannon did something awful, you know? But I think something definitely had to have gone down for them to just blow him out like that. And you know how whenever you see, he's gone and we can't say anything, that's usually there's something legal bubbling under from when he got fired. So God only knows. I know when I got fired, I was dragging my feet on whether or not I was going to sign the non-disclosure. So that made it so that they couldn't say anything legally, I guess. I'll never forget that. Oh, my God. We are getting so close to Fireversary, by the way. Oh. We are 6 days away from Fireversary. Let's see here. Officially, if you go back in time 9 years. God, I can't believe it's been 9 years. It's fantastic. If you go back in time 9 years. The basketball game was Wednesday, February 3rd. Making fun of Joel's 2016. Making fun of Joel's pants was Thursday, February 4th. Friday, the 5th, I got called into the office. I'll never forget Steve saying, why do you do this to us? I don't want to get fired. Why do you do this to us? And I'm like, I made fun of the guy's fucking pants, you tumnus looking bitch. You little small hand, little cretin fuck. Amy says, do you have that audio? I do not. If anybody has it, I'll pay you for it. And then Saturday the 6th, I started. That was like, okay, I got suspended Friday. 1 week later, fuckface Russ brought me into the studio. That was Fireversary, the 12th. So we will celebrate Fireversary then. Coming up on that date. That is Wednesday of next week. Happy Fireversary. Happy Fireversary. Happy Fire. And then they didn't announce it until February 16th. No. I don't know. Somewhere around there. Yeah. They didn't announce it until February 16th. That falls on a Sunday of this week. Kenny says, I hate that I've never heard the pants bit. I missed it and heard the awkward apology the next day and was completely lost. LOL. Yeah. Awkward apologies. Terrible. I never meant any of them. I just want to say, if I've ever apologized, I don't mean it. That's just a reaction that someone made me do. Chris says no more dark cloud in the studio after that day. Well, I don't know, man. It seems like there's a dark cloud there now. It's the Burn King. Imagine that. The guy who called me the dark cloud is now very suspicious of why everyone is so happy when he's gone. There's your dark cloud. It's that asshole. Adam says the separation from their quote-unquote brother. This is always fun. Okay. We go back in time for this. This was, they were getting so much heat about me getting fired that they were forced to go on TV and do an interview to discuss this, to try to like somehow calm people down. And this was the best that these assholes came up with.
Zane was off last week, and the longer the week went on, it got a little more odd. And then on Friday, we found out that he and the parent company are parting ways. And
Yeah. Right. You had no idea. Right. That makes sense.
Unfortunately, that's about all we can say right now. There might be more details we can say later. It's weird. We're in a situation where it dramatically impacts us, but we're also not involved, but very involved.
Come on. You were so involved. Give me a break, you pussy. Just say what you're supposed to say. You should reshoot this. You should actually sit down there and reenact it, okay?
It's a weird chasing of the tail going on right now.
About 14 and a half years.
Okay, there's a picture of us wearing our matching, I don't know how you describe those, fleeces?
And so we certainly didn't see this coming 2 weeks ago or sooner, but, you know, we find ourselves in a weird position, and a position we didn't ask for, but here we are. Zane and the company have parted ways. And so, you know, we'll move forward and we'll do the best show that we can. We still have the syndication to worry about and the local WGRD station.
Look at Greg. Look at that weirdo smile, that little crack he makes. I think that's telling, don't you? We still have to worry about the syndication, and he fires off a big smile.
Syndication to worry about and the local WGRD station and our own livelihoods. And
okay, then he catches himself and he goes back to whatever that is.
We have no doubt that Zane will do well too in the future.
Well, a lot of listeners are reaching out and they want to take action because they feel like they've lost a family member. Like we've always said, it's a lot like a family. And that passion is really good. And
your family hates you, you fuck.
And on one way, speaking for Zane, I'm sure he's delighted that people care. I know I would have been if I were in the same spot. I'm delighted that they care for any of us that much. Mm-hmm. At the same time, there are so
Greg
many
always
things
tries
that
to be so political. I mean, he goes the extra mile, talks way too much.
They're in this picture that can't be addressed by us or by the company or by Zane himself. That there's some misplaced blame being thrown around. There are some, it's the internet age, so there are threats. And all of those are just
good,
making it worse for like us, where we're basically hit by shrapnel on this.
Yeah, it certainly doesn't help.
Now, I've never gotten the inside scoop, but it would not surprise me if during that week, Greg was the one saying, we have an opportunity here. We've got a golden opportunity here to cut him loose. Hot Wings and I will split his money. It'll all be fine. Do it.
Help anybody, obviously, when it goes to that level. We, you know, hope for civility in a situation like this. We understand people are mad and that they want a voice and that they want to know the answers. And we'll give them as time allows, if we are allowed to do so. But also, we hope that people keep it civil.
Do you think anybody sees the irony of us asking people to be civil?
I know, yeah. Right? Please don't do what yeah. we do sometimes. Yeah.
We have a long ways to go. We all are still going to be doing the show. It's not how we anticipated doing it. It was so surreal to start at 6 a.m. today and say, Zane won't be on the show anymore. Okay, so just the phrase, he and the company have parted ways. It's sort of, you hear your own voice in the headphones, which normally you don't do, and you're like, I can't believe that just was something we had to say. Because, mm-hmm. Always thought.
Greg is a horrible actor.
We'd have a retirement party.
He's actually trying to act like he's sad about this.
Someday get a gold watch, because that happens still in the broadcast world.
But the unfortunate reality is we have been doing it a long time, as is everybody else in the...
They don't even mic Hot Wings. Greg has the mic, and they're just hoping Hot Wings' voice bleeds over to it.
...this building, and, it's the unfortunate reality that sometimes these things happen. You don't foresee them. You hope you never have to deal with it.
Okay, but this is 3 minutes and 30 seconds of them not really saying anything, which is so annoying to people.
Life moves on for everybody, and, he'll be fine, and we'll be fine, and that'll be that. We had a great run. We remained friends with Zane. We had lunch with him on Saturday.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember that lunch. That was the one where Hot Wings, who hasn't said 5 words to me in his life up to that point, is telling me, I really think it'd be a good idea if you signed that non-disclosure agreement and take that money. I think that's the best thing for you, Eric.
We had some good laughs, so things, just so the listeners know, things between us aren't contentious. We're good. So, I hope they know that. And, we'll let us handle this like a family issue because, frankly, it is one. We've been together a long time. So,
oh, fuck you, you piece of shit. Oh, my God. That is awesome. Every time I see that, I'm like, what? Ugh. Piano Finger Banger says it's obvious they just use this incident as an excuse to railroad you. I 1,000,000%. I didn't believe that at first, but I 1,000,000% believe that now. And I can promise you, Greg was the engineer going toot toot. Topha says spineless warbly cunts. Chris says, moving forward, we're going to focus on playing games every segment and talking about candle recalls. Blarmy wife, that would be Ms. Carey, right? Ms. Carey? Divorce from Zane first, then divorce your wives. They did handle it like a family issue. Nick says, not sure who was more spineless when someone got fired, free beer or Opie. Tofus says there'd be no free beer and Outwing show without Zane. Those two talentless fucks could have never gotten to where they are without you. No, and I know that sounds extremely arrogant for me to go, you're right, but you really are. And the reason why is because not only those two, I mean, Greg is a guy who says, coming up, we've got this, that, and that, but right now, here's this. He's a setup guy. Greg can't tell a story to save his own life, and Hot Wings doesn't say anything. That's not the mark of it. This is what you get now. The show that they have now is what you get with those two. Greg telling pointless stories and getting crabby at everybody, and Hot Wings doing zero. That's the show. Now, if they hadn't been put over the edge for years and years and years, they wouldn't have the legacy that they have now. Now it's a heritage show. That's what it's called. People are used to it. It's background noise. They don't care if it sucks or it doesn't. They're still going to listen to it. You have to have that person. Tofus says the best thing Hot Wings could do is double wrap bread. And that's a great thing, because if nobody had said anything, if I hadn't said, Hot Wings, you're gay, and then that opened the floodgates to make fun of them for that pile of shit, because I would, that bit would not have been memorable. It would have just fizzled out like they all would. I don't like double wrap bread. You know, I mean, that's what Hot Wings writes about. I love that. I love going back in time and checking that out. Check the show notes if you want to relive that on your own. Greg looks so young. Oh, my God. He's aged worse than I have. And I know I've aged poorly. I mean, I have perpetual bags under my eyes. I look like the fucking goblin banker on Harry Potter. All right. That concludes that. I am going to take a break. We will cleanse the palate, and then we will come back. Stay right there, please. All right, Kyle Fade. Amy reminds me of the bit when I bought the scooter, and I decided I was going to save millions of dollars on gas. Yeah, that was that would only have worked if that was life. I didn't own a car, because, you know, the thing was slow. It was barely could do 40 miles an hour, so it would take a long time to get to work. And a lot of days it was cold, so I'd really have to layer up in order to not freeze my fucking ass. So now it did get 100 miles per gallon. So it would take a gallon of gas, and then I would ride that fucking thing. So I spend like, you know, $3 a week on gas as opposed to like $50. And so then I'm like doing the math. And I'm like, oh, man. Okay, I saved $47 this week. And then I did that for like 4 weeks. So like, ah, wow. Now, mind you, at the time that I was doing this, not to brag, but I was making about $460,000 a year. And here I am trying to save $47 a week on gasoline. What the fuck is wrong with you? I should have been getting a fucking limo ride to work at that point in time for that fucking money. So here is this rich fuck riding to work all layered up. Oh, my God. Then I would get it to the radio station and I would wheel it into the elevator and take it up and ride it in the fucking hallway and park it there. Oh, my God. And then I would get bored. I'd be like, you know, I just saved fucking not even $200. I'm freezing every day. It's eating a lot of my time. Is this really worth it? And then, no, it wasn't. So I quit, as any normal person would. And then Gabe the Honduran, who still listens to this day, he goes, you want to sell that? And I go, yeah. And he bought that fucking thing off me, and I think he still uses it. Chris said, quote, this thing will pay for itself in 10 short years. So stupid. All right. I love that scooter, though. I wish I hadn't gotten rid of it now. Tofa says, I remember, Gabe, what happened to him. He's still here. He listens to the audio podcast. He's waiting to do another paintball event. His kid is Gabe Jr. He's the one that would listen in the classroom like a month ago. That's his dad is the one who bought the scooter. Closer to home, Actually, not really. It's, I am talking about home, but the local college is Grand Valley State University. What I didn't know this, but it is the third largest college student-wise in Michigan. You got Michigan, Michigan State, and then this one. Didn't know that. Somebody made a mural with, and now the religious groups are pissed off about it, so they got to relocate it. And I'm trying to figure out what they were shooting for in the mural. Maybe if I watch it again, I'll be able to figure this out. But that is happening right now. Let's check it out. Okay, I'm off to a terrible start. I hate when I do that. I hate that.
Tonight on what some are calling a controversial art piece on Grand Valley State University's Allendale campus, the university has decided to relocate the three murals portraying Our Lady of Guadalupe to a different spot. The depiction of the Virgin Mary has been on display inside the student union. The artist said the purpose of the piece is to highlight important social issues in Mexico.
Okay, Our Lady of Guadalupe. Not sure what's going on with that.
Some of the Spanish words on the piece translate to homophobia is lethal and no more femicides. Okay. We spoke with what the artist said the purpose of the piece is to highlight important social issues in Mexico. Some of the Spanish words on the piece translate.
Okay, so here's a couple of dudes making out. And then the word trans. Now, I don't know why that's a problem. Whatever, you know, who cares? College campus.
To homophobia is lethal and no more femicides.
Okay, don't know what femicides are, and homophobia is lethal. I can get behind that. I would agree with that. It looks like kind of like a weirdo mural at this point.
We spoke with one student yesterday who called the art offensive to religions that hold the Virgin Mary in high regard.
Okay, so I guess they think that they're taking a run at Virgin Mary. This is a dude who is no doubt very, very uptight and conservative. You get a lot of these people like this guy around here. This is like a very conservative hotbed.
We have concern from Christian, Muslim, and Jewish students all at Grand Valley State University over this installation.
He should say, and we don't care about any of them except for the Christians.
The depictions of Mary has an X through her face and a gun pointed at her.
I did see the X through her face, I guess. I mean, there's a lot going on. They're showing it right there. There's like a red X over, I guess, a silhouette. It appears to be like a fresco style of a person. I'm not even sure. How do we know that that's Mary that they're depicting there?
Depictions of Mary has an X through her face and a gun pointed at her.
I don't see the gun,
which we believe is a call to violence against Mary. And
am I missing that? Do you all see the gun? Is this one of those things that you look at and one person says it looks like an eagle and the next person says it looks like a penis?
Those who hold her in a high regard for their faith.
Now, in a statement, the university said in part, quote, the GVSU Art Museum will be relocating the piece to a space where it can be presented with greater context, allowing for deeper discussion. And
that means it's going to go in a closet somewhere.
Standing while enhancing safety and respecting all voices that might find themselves in that space.
Okay. Only on America's college campuses would someone, first of all, make a ugly piece of art like that and A, think that it's a attractive piece of art. All right. And Jeremy says, this is Plain Jane reporting. You have to get a look at her to be able to determine that, to actually hear that, see that joke. David in Hudsonville says, greater context. What the hell does that mean? Who needs context? Just, it's art. Who gives a fuck? Only on a college campus would that be the type of art. And then only on a college campus would someone be hurt by, in 2025, hurt by art. That's offensive. We don't like that. Come on, man. You don't know exactly what it even means. Badger says it looks like dog shit. I mean, to think that there are people that are like, oh, but we got to get rid of that. I would think that a conservative douche like that guy, shouldn't he be, he should be less concerned with things like that. I mean, I think it's a perfect display of free speech. And you are essentially going against one of the key tenets. They're all key tenets of what the country is based on. And you're demanding that that be locked away in another place. Boy, to think that your religious opinions are so important that you have to quiet someone and take away a painting because you are offended. And boo to the university for agreeing to do what that fuck suggested they do. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.